All right, welcome back to another Safety Man podcast with your host,
Corey Jones, safetyman.co. I'm here with Anthony Eat a Hoagie.
What's up?
What's up?
So, yeah, you can guys check us out on Twitter at Eat a Hoagie and at safetyman.co. Make sure you check us out on YouTube. Hit the sub button. Help us out. Hit the subscribe button. Drop some comments. Drop some likes. Let us know what you think. Give us some good ideas. We'll go for it. And you can also check us out on your website,
safetyman.co, and smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, seriously, just smash it and tell us what you think. All right.
Yeah, we love the comments. We respond. We reply. Some of these podcasts that we've done came from your user comments.
That's true. That's actually true. True story. All right. So what do we got? Here we go. Going on to our next new topic. So this is our first time we've been doing this. Me and Corey were talking about doing something a little different.
Yes.
We are doing a live unboxing.
Yes.
What do we got for us today? What's in the box today?
Okay.
So on my stream, I always do, you know, the scene from Seven. You ever watch Seven, the movie?
Yeah.
When he's like, what's in the box, man? What's in the box? Yeah. That's like my thing. Like, what's in the box? Well, what do we got?
I don't think it's going to be that.
It's not a head?
No, because I think that would interfere with the other course that we're just talking about if I had a live head in the box. So what we do have is a taser.
Okay.
Wow. This is a civilian model Taser Pulse Plus. Now, first I want to talk about exactly what this Taser Pulse Plus does.
Okay.
This works on the same technology that the police taser uses, okay? Uses electricity to overwhelm your body's senses to take direction from your brain, cause neuromuscular incapacitation, which is basically motor dysfunction, or your muscles can no longer do anything active because the taser is talking to your muscles and your brain no longer is. So it's only 0.0002 amps. So your average Christmas tree bulb has more power in it than this taser does. Okay. So this taser, I sell them. I train people on them. If you go to taser.com, you'll find them for about $449 for an extra $100. I come to your house. I'm a certified taser instructor and I will give you the taser training.
Nice.
What Anthony's looking at right there is a Taser Pulse on his website. This is the Pulse Plus. What the Pulse Plus has is it's automatically Bluetooth connected to your telephone. When you fire this in a self-defense situation, it activates your telephone. It sends a text message to the nearest 911 operator and sends the police and EMS to your location and says, my client, Corey Jones, safety man, just activated his taser at 123 Main Street. Please send help. And it'll send help without you doing anything else except for firing this taser in self-defense to send help to you to help you.
Wow.
So you don't have to fumble with your phone to try and dial 911 when you're under that kind of stress. So that's what this Taser Pulse Plus does. And finally, what I want to let people know, when I train people with this taser, it has a safe escape policy. So the taser's design, this has a 30-second cycle. You carry taser, you know officers that carry tasers at work, 5-second cycle, right? 30-second cycle is this taser. So it's designed to deploy it, drop it, and get away.
And so that's New Jersey. That's okay for civilians to have
it. It's okay for civilians to have a 30-second policy.
Okay.
But a law enforcement's only 5.
We're designed to move in and cuff, that window of opportunity to move in and control the suspect.
Okay.
So we only get 5 seconds
New
Jersey.
I do not sell these. This is Corey selling this. So I'm learning as we are going here. This is Corey's business. I'm just learning here. I'm asking questions as we're going.
I took a couple taser hits from this one, only about 3, 4, 5 seconds. And I tell you what, I could not imagine sitting through a 30-second cycle of this. You would be useless after that 30-second cycle.
So who can, now that we're talking about New Jersey here, because this is what we know. We're not talking about other states. Make sure you check out your own, you know, state guidelines, laws, etc. But who can carry this in New Jersey?
So under the state law, there is a memorandum that was issued by the then Attorney General, Christopher Perino, on October 20th, 2017, that said tasers are legal, authorized for New Jersey citizens to carry concealed or open. However, I don't recommend you carry this open display. I recommend you carry concealed. All you have to do is be 21 years of age. You can't be a convicted felon. You can't use it in a commission of a crime. And you can't carry it any place that is prohibited, like the TSA. Don't try to take this on the plane in your baggage that you're taking with you. You could put it in your checked baggage as long as it's unloaded. have clients that travel all over the country. Providing it's legal in the state that you're landing in, you can take this with you in your checked baggage. That's the baggage that goes under the airplane.
Yes.
Okay, I have to be very, very careful about that because you will miss your flight in the TSA.
Corey said I could take it on the plane. Yeah, well,
safety man's not here with you, so take your pants
they're
off.
Corey, who?
So this here is a Taser Pulse Plus. So as we open it, you know, it comes in a nice box. These are different boxes than they were before. So in the box, you'll see it's nice styrofoam in there to keep it nice and secure when it's being shipped. They come in different colors. They come in black. They come in blue. They come in clear. I recommend yellow. One, it's less likely for a police officer or somebody else to mistake it for a firearm.
Yeah, that's the big one, man. Because, you know, it's still, even though it's different, I mean, from an officer's point of view and they're looking maybe 20, 15 yards away, that looks like a handgun.
It looks like a handgun.
I agree, man. The brighter, the better, you know?
Yes.
And plus, here's the thing. If you're just Joe Schmo carrying that around, people know what a taser are. So if you break that out and they see that big yellow thing, they're going to go, ah, shit, I don't want to get tased by this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because they think you won't shoot them. I mean, you know, as being a cop for 27 years, I've pulled my gun on people and they said, go ahead, shoot me, because they know that I can't. But when I pulled the yellow taser out, they're like, whoa, whoa, don't tase me, bro. And I would get a lot more compliance, right? So when we pop this taser out, okay, I took the liberty of putting the batteries in it, but here's where the battery compartment is. And in the battery compartment, there's a little... A black holder.
Can we get it out?
It's designed to not fall out, but the batteries go in here.
Oh, okay.
You can buy this thing for just about $26 if your batteries go dead. I haven't had any clients whose batteries go dead except for when they left it on. So if you leave your flashlight on, I don't care if it's LED or whatever, your batteries eventually will go dead. But then you can just unpop this and put a new battery set in. Some of the newer bottles have ones where you can replace just the batteries themselves. This one has the whole pack that you replace. So that goes in there. This plastic slides right over top, locks it in. It's very positive. It's not going to fall apart on you. Now, when you look at this taser, it looks just like a gun, right?
Yeah.
Has a safety switch on it, has a trigger on it, has a white dot over here, and on the other side, it has a white dot over here. There's nothing loaded in here, so I don't feel unsafe pointing it in your general direction. However, I would never point any kind of weapon at my partner and my friend, Anthony. Okay, but I just want you to see that on both sides, there is a white dot that indicates that the taser is in safe mode. This is a safety and is also the on switch. So now when I want to turn the safety or the taser on, I flip this up. Couple things happen when I flip it up. You'll see there's a green light that comes on here. Green means your battery is good. So the green means your battery is good. If it goes to yellow, it means your batteries start to go dead. When it goes to red, it means your battery is about to be dead, so replace the batteries. You'll also see that there's an LED light in there, so you can identify your threat. You want to make sure you identify your threat.
Can you get the laser right on the camera there?
I can get the laser right on the camera right there.
Yeah, right. I don't know if they'll be able to see it. But there it goes. It flashed up there a little bit. They'll see it.
That's the laser sight, so that's where your top probe is going to go. So when you fire the taser, it fires two probes. The two probes are connected to the taser by a thin copper filament. You have to get both connections. Think of a car battery. It has a positive and a negative. If you take away the positive or the negative from your car battery, will your car start? No. Same thing with a taser. You have to get both probes in. This taser will work from point blank range. You can jam it up against somebody. There's enough power where those probes will exit the taser, embed in the person, and then deliver the electricity. Now, we want to be farther away if we can, because the more probe spread we get, the better likelihood we have of controlling that person and causing that, what I said before, neuromuscular incapacitation, motor dysfunction.
NMI, right?
NMI, yes. NMI. How many times have you heard that, right? NMI, neuromuscular incapacitation. So we definitely want to get that. However, we can do it at point blank. We call it stapling, okay? You just put that in somebody's very vulnerable area. Somebody's trying to attack you, trying to sexually assault you, trying to kill you. I don't care where you tase them with this thing, in the eye, in the throat, in the groin. For civilians, if it's a self-defense, life or death situation, you can tase them anywhere, okay? Now, when the taser's on and there's no cartridge in it and I pull the trigger, you'll see that the taser's activating and now will act as a stun gun. and it'll keep doing this for 30 seconds. Now you hear how it got slower. That pulse rate got slower, and you can see the arcing. I can touch it. I can set it down. It's not going to bother anything. It's not affecting me. Eventually, it will stop. The reason that it slowed down after about 10 seconds is because it knows it doesn't have a connection and is trying to save your battery strength for you. So there's a little computer in here that tells you that it is not connected and it's going to save your battery
strength. So you can kill it anytime by just killing the switch then.
So when I turn it on, anytime I want, I can just turn it right off.
So how does it now? Does it call 911 now or no?
No, because I don't have it Bluetooth connected to my phone.
I was going to say, we're going to have the police here in a minute.
Well, that's not my problem. But you have to Bluetooth. It takes 30 seconds. You download an app. It's called Noonlight. It is $10 a month for the app. The first month is free. What some people do, they carry this taser just generally around. They don't have it. If they're traveling to another state for business or something, they may go ahead and download the app, hook it up because they don't know where they are. Generally around, you know, your own town, your own state, you might have an idea where you are if you have to call 911. But if you're traveling to like Tennessee or Arizona or California or some other place and you have no idea where you are, that Noonlight app might be something good. So it has plastic sights on top, so in the bright sunlight, if you can't see that laser sight that's there, if you can't see that, I can still aim it up here. Okay? Now,
you have what? Is that two cartridges? Can you show everyone the cartridge?
Like yes.
The,
there's two cartridges that come with the taser. Okay? Two cartridges. Once you fire a cartridge, it is done. However, this is just a shipping case that it comes in, so in case it's shipping and the taser accidentally goes off, you won't have the probes go out of the box and injure somebody. So the taser cartridge has these yellow blast doors on it. These blow away, and the two probes come out. You won't be able to really see it on the camera, but there is 15 feet of copper filament in there that connect the probes to the device. If you see the little metal here, and the metal here, that's what conducts the electricity from the taser, where you see metal here and metal here. So that's what conducts the electricity from the taser to the taser cartridge, out to the probes, to your suspect or your bad guy. And it sends that 0.002 amps at 19 pulses per second for 30 seconds. So that's why when somebody's getting tased, you always hear this, because their muscles are expanding and contracting 19 times a second. And that's why it's so taxing on the human body. All right, so now we have to do the dangerous part. We have to actually load the taser. So what I always do, I point it in a safe direction. Anthony's safe over there. There's no one that I can see over here. So I keep the safety down, have it in a safe location. I don't have my hand in front of the device, so if for some reason it goes off, the probes would hit my hand. I don't want to do that. I will just hold the sides of it. It goes right in. It clicks in. Now it is loaded.
Now, can you take it out once it's been loaded?
I can absolutely take it out once it's been loaded, but I want to show you that it's still safe to turn on. Now, if I pull the trigger, it's going to launch the probes. So I'm not going to pull the trigger and do that in the studio. I don't want to electrify the studio. We got a lot of electrical equipment here. It's bad.
Yeah, let's not do that.
So in order to take it out, I just squeeze the two sides that I held to put it in and pull the cartridge right
back out.
With the power off. Okay. Yeah, you never want to load or unload the taser with the power on because that's just an accident waiting to happen. These probes would embed into your bone. You would not be able to get them out, and you would take a full 30-second ride, and you would not be happy.
Let's not do that.
So they give you two of the cartridges with each taser.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to buy more cartridges, you can contact Safety Man, and I can get you more cartridges. But we'd have to have a discussion of why you've already tased two people.
Yeah,
because
are you doing?
I haven't had any clients that have needed more than two cartridges. I've had two successful deployments with my clients. Both are security guards. Both were successful. They got two probe hits. The bad guy fell down. He was incapacitated. He was not injured. They were able to control cuff search, call the police, and he was arrested. One in Philadelphia and one in New Jersey.
Nice.
Both knew that Safety Man was the one who sold them the taser. No problems at all. No criminal charges. No investigation. Just the bad guy was charged for aggravated assault and the other crimes that he was doing.
What else? I'm just looking. What else you got down there? Is there some instructions?
So we have the taser, the two cartridges, right? We have our nice foam thing. Sweet. That holds them. I always include a Safety Man business card in there so you can get a hold of me if you have any questions.
Not from the factory.
About the taser. Not from the factory. I want you to call me. And then in there, it tells you how to replace the batteries. So they give you a card in the box that tells you how to replace the batteries. And then, you're really going to like this part. When you open this up.
Oh, that looks nice. You got to show them that on camera. That looks nice. Yeah.
So when we open this up, right, there are more instructions in there.
Okay.
And they're nice and wrapped up for you. See, I haven't even unwrapped them. It says taser on them. And look how thick those instructions are. There's a lot of information that they want you to know about this taser. So while I come to your house, I come to your office, and I train you on how to use this, I always recommend that my clients read everything in there, because no matter how much I try to train you, there's always something that either I miss or something that you may pick up during reading this that tells you, oh, I didn't understand that. I didn't know that.
And okay? this is the legit brand taser. Like, people say taser, like, that's become a generic word. Like, oh, I'm carrying a taser. But it could be some cheap, like, flea market sidearm, you know,
gun or something like that.
Yes. A taser is part of a company called Axon, if you guys don't know. So this is like the official real deal taser.
Yes. So what I want to say, the difference between a stun gun and a taser. A stun gun tends to look like a flashlight. You see these on Hollywood all the time, where when we could put this on our Policesmith
video. I think we did.
We did
the one, if you guys watch the other Policesmith one, that we talked about how people like fall over and like act like they're dead for like 3 days. Like, doesn't work like that.
Yeah, no. Stun guns, I wouldn't waste my money on a stun gun. It can have some psychological effect like this taser does. If I pull this taser out, it's unloaded, and I say, hey, stay back, I have this taser. Maybe it may cause you to not attack me or do something like that. So a stun gun can do that, but a taser will work, like I said, from point blank range up until 15 yards where you can affect somebody with that. Drop it, run away, call 911, get to safety. If you're injured in the fight and you get two probes in and the 30 seconds runs out, you can always re-energize. You just pull the trigger again, and it'll give that bad guy another 30 seconds to argue with the taser. So it'll keep doing that until the batteries die or until the probes or the leads break. So the taser is a pretty good device for self-defense. Any questions on that, sir?
No, that was nice. I like that box. Can you show them the front again? I like that. When you fold it over, and it's got the yellow. No, from the outside.
Yeah.
I like that little window.
I got to take it all the way apart again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Take these things out.
Oh, no.
Take my foam out. Put my business cards back in there.
Oh, okay.
Then put this down.
Right. Yeah, you got to do it right.
Then put the foam back in. You think I work at the company on the assembly line, right?
Do it blindfold it. How fast can you launch
it? And then put the cartridges back in.
Yes.
And then flip this back over.
I just like that front window. That's a pretty cool window they've got there.
Yeah. So, and then this is what the taser looks like when you get it from Safety Man. Or if you go to axon.com or taser.com, order the Pulse Plus. But again, like I tell everybody, see all this equipment here? If Anthony gave me this and said, hey, Corey, go film a podcast or tape a podcast in 5 minutes, I wouldn't be able to do it. If I gave you a violin, you would not be able to play Chopin. So if I give you this taser, you would not be able to use it properly to defend your life in the safest legal way possible. So get the training, whatever you do. Even if you buy it for some other location, contact Safety Man. I will come to you and I will train you from an experienced taser. I was the first officer in the state of New Jersey to carry a taser on duty. I've been training him since 2011.
That's a fun fact,
right? That is a fun fact.
Didn't know that you were number one.
Yeah,
the number one. Okay. All right. Going on to our next topic, we're going to switch it up a little bit here, and we're going to completely change it up. So